Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
The good, the bad, the ugly on this Monday morning quarterback as the Ravens win 23-16 over the Cleveland Browns. The Ravens are now 5-5, still one game back of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Browns fall to 2-8. Ed Norris, what's good, man?
What's good about the NFL? New England Patriots.
Oh, yeah.
I heard they were going to be, you know, improved and all the things we've said about them this year. I took it with a pillar of salt because I said, how good could they be? They're really good, by the way. They're 9-2 right now, sitting atop the AFC East. And looking at their schedule, the remainder of the season, Bengals, Giants, Bills, Ravens, Jets, Dolphins. Say they lose the two games to the Bills and the Ravens, which is not a guarantee. They may easily win both those games. They'll be 13-4. There. If they lose those games, if they win those games, they could be like 15-2. This team has come out of nowhere, and they're really good because they should definitely mop up the Bengals and the Giants and the Jets. And I just I'm stunned. I mean, because when you look at the end of the season, if these guys are 13-4, 15-2, that's going to be some turnaround for that team. So that's what's good for me.
What's bad? Mike McDaniel's decision to go for it on fourth goal from the 1 yard line of the Washington Commanders and loses 2 yards on the run. It was 13-13, folks. 1:44 left in the game. Neither team could score. The Commanders hadn't scored the entire quarter. The Dolphins didn't score in the third quarter, but had a touchdown late in the fourth quarter. You're 26 points total in this game. You go for the points. You kick the field goal. Commanders almost put themselves in position to win this game. And on top of that, the Commanders had the ball. They threw the ball twice to the middle of the field. You know what the Dolphins did? Call timeout twice on defense.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of putting the Commanders in a hurry-up situation with no timeouts, you call timeout because now you're thinking, well, maybe we can get the ball back. Or maybe you can give the Commanders enough time to line up for a field goal, which they did. They just missed the field goal. It was, in my opinion, Jeremy, for a guy that's supposed to be so genius offensively, the worst decision-making that I've seen in the last 2 minutes of a game in a long time. He was awful in the final 2 minutes of that game. This team saved his ass by kicking a field goal in the overtime because the Commanders, they turned the ball over. Was it an interception?
Yeah.
Marcus Mariota threw an interception.
First play,
which
right?
which means the first play now that you score is the game. But
yeah.
Mike McDaniel, your decision-making down the stretch was absolutely horrible. And if I had ugly, I would put it as ugly. But right now, I'm just going to say it's bad. What's ugly, Jeremy?
I'm going to throw a couple of things in here for ugly if I can.
Go ahead.
So I want to start off with the Falcons first off.
Okay.
How on earth you lose to the Panthers the way you lose after what happened. And it didn't matter that Michael Penix Jr. went down because Kirk Cousins, I got news for you. It's the same exact thing as Michael Penix Jr. Neither one of them are any good. You're going to get what you're going to get. But finally, Bijan Robinson gets in the end zone twice. And here they are. They cough it up to the Panthers of all teams after the Panthers looked dreadful last week. This is why you can't look at last week and go, oh, yeah, that's who they are. They're going to be this. Yeah. And then the next week. And the perfect example of that is the Chargers.
Oh, my God.
How do you do what you do?
And again, it makes no sense. Makes no matter that doesn't matter that Justin Herbert went down because he was bad, too.
They were already getting their ass beat. Jacksonville was my lock of the week. And as I said to anybody that subscribed to my site, I know it's a vomit play. I know you're going to hate clicking that button. but it is absolutely 100% the right button to click.
Justin Herbert must hate going to Jacksonville. Remember they were up by 20 points at the half in a playoff game?
It was Jacksonville that came back and won that game on them, right?
In the playoff, yeah.
Oh, God. And it's not like Trevor Lawrence looked good. ATN got in. And even like Butin, Tootin or whatever the kid's name is that runs for them, the backup back, he was running all over them all game, and then he got hurt. And then so they went back to Travis ATN, and all he did was punch in two touchdowns. So they're going to get my ugly. And look, I can take Houston and Tennessee and just ball them up into a little bit of nothing and throw that thing in the garbage too, because those two teams, oh, they're so – watching Houston play offense is just – I'd rather slowly pull my nails off. It's brutal.
Let me ask you this. Ed.
Yes.
Who are the Chargers? Are we always at Jim Harbaugh's there now. Is that organization just cursed?
It's starting to look like it because they look so good sometimes.
So many injuries.
They have been beat up. They have a lot of injuries.
You can't say injuries, though.
I know. I mean, they're only on their four-string running back, but no big deal. And then they had to trade really for left tackle.
The offense, yes.
Can't say injuries.
The tackle. They're decimated with injuries, too. But it's just they're a pretty inconsistent team. Even when they're healthy, so I don't know what to think about them. They're still ahead of the Chiefs, so the Chiefs are struggling, and they're definitely not winning that division. They're several wins now behind the Broncos, so I don't see them making that ground up.
I just realized I thought initially the Cowboys and the Raiders played on Sunday.
It's tonight.
Yeah. So Rashawn is out there till tonight's game.
Oh, that's right. I forgot he's out there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow, why do they do that to us, Cowboys, Raiders, with Monday Night Football?
Because they can't imagine both of them being this terrible.
Actually,
Cowboys have the Eagles next week.
Is there college basketball on tonight?
There's no good games tonight. There's nothing like
that. Including Monday Night Football?
I don't want to say there's no good games, but like there's no like marquee matchup that you're going to
see. Doesn't matter. It's got to be better than this. You know, I'd rather watch Rice in Tennessee. 8:30 tonight, SEC Network. I'll watch that.
Well, I mean, I'm going to be watching this football game. I'll probably watch some NBA too, and some hockey. Now that I'm a big
hockey fan,
big time hockey
hockey expert, aren't you?
Last week, I think up until yesterday. So I have to say it this way: I hit 12 of my last 15 in the NHL, and have continued to just absolutely kill it. Two more plays on Saturday. I said I hate saying anything's a lock, but loved them.
VCU, NC State at 7 o'clock.
You're stretching.
On the ACC Network. 7 o'clock. That's not stretching.
You're stretching.
It's not going up against anything at 7 o'clock.
No, but you're stretching trying to find something other than the NFL.
VCU, NC State?
Yeah.
That's not a good game?
No, it's not. You know it's not a good game.
That is a good game.
Yep. You know it's not a good game.
That's a good basketball game.
Okay. You watch that.
At 7 o'clock?
Yeah.
What is it up against?
NBA.
If I said to you Lamar versus UL Monroe, then you could say you're stretching it.
No.
But VCU and NC State are two named teams.
Lamon is a team that I want to watch play.
Who?
Lamon.
Lamon?
Yeah. Lamon. I'd be irie watching this team play. It didn't quite hit the same way as Ooh La La.
Ooh La La.
Louisiana Lafayette. And then they just started going by Louisiana.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.